Don't be afraid. Ever. You need to be yourself. You need to act the way that you want to act. Obviously, if it's respectful and if it's in good-hearted terms. Nevertheless, it's super vital to do that in order to just have good interactions with people. So what exactly is it? What exactly does it mean to be open-hearted, to have an open heart? Well, stay tuned and let's talk about it. Thank you guys so much for tuning on in. This is your host, Odie, and we're here with another episode of Life Advice That Is Good For Life. All while I go drive to pick up my wife from work. At least I try to give life advice that hopefully is good for life. So today we are talking about being open-hearted, talking about being just open in our communication with one another, whether it's with a friend or with a spouse or your pet dog. But really, I want to give one specific example for what I personally have been experiencing as of lately and am experimenting personally with, and that's in the working environment. But realistically, you can use what I'm about to say in any point of your life and in anything you do throughout your day, whether it's, like I mentioned before, a relationship, your spouse, a friend, or your pet dog. That's right. Even an animal can understand this. So the example I want to give is I've noticed that socially in general for myself, I've always had this kind of mentality of I want to be taken as a serious person, as a person who is serious. And really what that ended up getting me to and towards is where I'm at right now, which is I tend to be quiet, very quiet. I don't really talk a whole lot. I'm very observant. And I don't speak unless I have something that I think is extremely important and almost like life-changing and kind of a gem of a saying or a gem of a suggestion of any situation that has to do with the conversation that I'm having. So that being said, I've been very quiet in social situations as well as my working environment. Given that I only work with one other person, and it's usually just me and another person in an office, but either way, I talked to my wife about this too not too long ago, and I told her that I want to be not necessarily more outgoing, but I just want to be, I want to be like I once was back in high school, and I kind of reflected on this before. I don't think I reflected on it on here, but if you guys can relate, let me know. But back in high school, towards probably like my sophomore year, realistically my super freshman year, because I got held back a year in my freshman year, anyways. And I really had nothing. I had this mentality going into my second year as a freshman. That sounds funny. I had this mentality of I have nothing to lose. I know nobody in these classes. So you know what? I'm going to run things. I'm going to run any class that I get in. I'm going to make my presence known. And I'm going to let these people that are a year younger than I am, I'm going to let them know that, hey, you know what? I did foul. I did get held back a year, but I'm here. This is who I am, and you're going to get to know who I am. whether you like it or not. And I know that that mentality sounds a little weird, but really it was really able to help me a lot through high school years, because, or through that year specifically, because I had this confidence in me of like, I don't really care what anybody thinks, and I just want to say what I think is funny and what I think is going to make people laugh. And so that's what I did. And I made a lot of friends, and I got to meet a lot of people. And I wouldn't say I became very extremely popular in high school, but I got up there. If I would have kept going with the mentality that I had, and I didn't let my own self-esteem issues get in the way, I would have became a popular kid in school. But realistically, in hindsight, looking back at it, it's not necessarily, I didn't want to become a person that was popular. I wanted to just be myself. I wanted to be comfortable in my own skin. And so that brings me to the point of what I'm about to talk about, and that's, I talked to my wife about that, and I told her that, you know what, I want to be like that again. I want to be able to have that mentality of not only not caring what other people think, but most importantly, thinking of it as, really, this is what it was. The first thought that I had when I would meet somebody was, I wonder how I can make that person laugh. And then my brain, the way that God designed it is amazing. My brain just automatically kicked in and took over, and I started thinking of creative ways to make a person laugh. And that's really how I became friends with a lot of people, and really met a lot of people that I am still friends with now. And so that's where I'm at right now, and what I want to get to the point anyways to you guys, because I'm super distracted right now. I'm already here to pick up my wife. I'm just waiting for her to come out. And that's just having an open heart, because that's exactly what I had communicating with people. And what I mean by that is, open heart is just anything and everything that I have going on inside, I would talk about it. I would let out. I would express to the best of my ability. And I'm not saying negative things, because I did say some things that were really stupid and that really got me in hot waters with some people. But nevertheless, I was able to kind of filter some things out, and I got better at communicating with people. And so that's what I mean about having an open heart with people. Just don't be afraid to be yourself. And if that's the first thing that you want to do for people, is how do you make them laugh, then go for it. That's what I'm going to do. And I'll keep you guys updated. I'll let you know how that goes. But keep your hearts open and make people laugh.